Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on New Zealand Sports Radio. Here on Saturday the 18th of July. Welcome to the weekend, folks. Yes, it is finally here. And in the news today, the Phoenix lost to Sydney last night in controversial circumstances. We'll also bring you up to date with the English Premier League and the Belarusian Premier League as well. We have an update also from the cricket from that's going on between England and West Indies. We have the New Zealand Rugby have come out with their view as to what Super Rugby should look like going forwards. And also we have a result from Super Rugby AU from last night to talk about, as well as results in the ANZ Premiership and a new basketball tournament to let you all know about, and also a couple of curling tournaments to keep you up to date with. And that's even before we get onto the sport that always keeps on giving, which is the NRL. This is your best way to start the day here, up to date with all the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio. And let's kick off with all of that football news. In the A-League, Phoenix lost out to two very late goals by the substitute for Sydney FC. They lost 3-1 in the end. But one of the things that has gone by the wayside is the VAR, which obviously has had a lot of controversy in the past. But now the controversy is the other way, that because the VAR was missing, there are a number of calls that the referee made that potentially were wrong. That included an early shot that was blocked by a raised arm. So the Phoenix didn't get a goal there. And they did take the lead in the end with a penalty around about the hour mark. But there was another handball and other calls also that potentially went the wrong way due to there being no VAR. Luckily, this doesn't alter the fact that the Phoenix still have their destiny in their own hands if they win games to make it to the finals. But this will still leave them sat in third place in the table. Over to the English Premier League. When we were talking yesterday, Aston Villa had a lead against Everton, but Everton clawed that back, so it was 1-1 in the end, along with Southampton drawing 1-1 with Brighton and Hove Albion. Also, Leicester City beat Sheffield United 2-0, and Crystal Palace lost to Manchester United 0-2 in all those results. This means now that at the bottom of the table, Bournemouth and Aston Villa are both on 31 points, 3 points behind West Ham and Watford, with only two games left for them. There were three games left for Watford and West Ham, but closing that four-point gap, they would need two wins to claw themselves out of relegation, both Bournemouth and Aston Villa. Norwich City have already been relegated. In the Belarusian Premier League, and Slavia versus Dynamo Brest has been postponed. This is the second week the Dynamo Brest have had their games postponed. You've got to imagine that is due to a coronavirus issue. Probably there, similar to what Minsk had earlier in the season. So more games to catch up there. Slutz beats Izloch 2-1 to end a horrendous losing streak. And Gorodea are currently drawing nil-all with Belushina. That game is ongoing as we speak. I'm going to moving on to the cricket news. And in the cricket, Stokes scored 176. And Silby also notched of a century, 120, which meant that England reached 469 for 9 declared on day two. The West Indies made it to 31 for 1 by the close. So they lost one wicket there, which would exactly what England would have been looking for. So England on the are definitely having the upper hand in that test at the moment. I'm going to hand you over to Stephen, who will take us through our birthdays.
Yes, good morning, Paul, and good morning to our listeners and viewers on New Zealand Sport Radio. I thought you were going to throw me a dummy pass there for a moment, Paul, a little bit early in the morning for one of those. Now, in birthdays today, a famous name in league circles, a former New Zealand tennis player now working with Tennis Australia, and finally a former Hawke's Bay and Chiefs utility, Andrew Horrell, born this day, the 18th of July 1988, is a New Zealand rugby union player who represents Coca-Cola Red Sparks in Japan. Horrell, who could play first five, second five or fullback, played for provincial rugby for Hawke's Bay between 2009-2015, making 53 appearances, as well as racking up 52 games for the Chiefs between 2012 and 2016. Moving on, Simon Rea, born this day, the 18th of July, 1982, in New Zealand, is a tennis coach from where else but New Zealand, who now works for Tennis Australia and has worked with the likes of Nick Kyrgios, the former New Zealand number one. Rea's highest ATP singles ranking was 473. Simon was the recipient of the 2013 Award for Coaching Excellence High Performance at the prestigious Newcomb Awards. And finally, Ivor Rapati, born this day, the 18th of July, 1968, is a New Zealand former professional rugby league footballer who played in the 1980s and 1990s and was also a high school principal. He played at representative level for New Zealand, Auckland, Taranaki, and at club level for Otahuhu Leopards, the Te Atatū Roosters, the Mangere East Hawks, and the Sheffield Eagles, the Featherston Rovers, Oldham Rugby League, the Parramatta Eels, and the Auckland Warriors, and the Manurewa Marlins as a centre. His family is famous in rugby league circles, which includes brothers Joe, Peter, Tia, and Romy Rapati. Romy Rapati, remember, played rugby union for the Highlanders. That's it for birthdays today. I'll be back with plenty of league news.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Also, one birthday that I have to say happy birthday to is happy birthday, Mum. Yes, Mrs. Baines, it's her birthday today. So have a wonderful weekend, Mum. I hope Dad spoils you over there in France. Moving on then, the Youth Olympics that was due to take place in 2022 has been postponed due to coronavirus to 2026. A tournament that is 2 years out has been postponed by another 4 years. I guess that's to keep it within that four-year cycle. But you have to say that was that's been a bit of a surprise there. That is due to take place in Dakar, Senegal in 2026. Moving on then into rugby, and last night the Reds and the Force fought out a fascinating game that was a bit of a tri-fest at times. The Force ran out to a 14-0 lead in just 13 minutes, but then the Reds suddenly got themselves flowing and into action came back to lead 21-19 at half time. They pulled out another early try when they pulled out their lead to 28-19 before a yellow card reduced them for the final 10 minutes of the game. Whilst the Force managed to pull back one try to close it down to a one-score game, two conversion misses by John O'Lance meant that they were still trailing by 4 points, and a John O'Connor drop goal sealed it for the Reds close to the end. So congratulations to the Reds there, beating the Force 31-24 in Super Rugby AU. We'll be having the Waratahs versus the Brumbies will be taking place this evening, and that happens after the Hurricanes versus the Blues. Have I got it right around? I hope so. And then tomorrow we have the Chiefs versus the Highlanders. I've got a funny feeling I've got that the wrong way around, the Chiefs Highlanders today. But anyway, those two games are the games of Super Rugby Aotearoa today, or this weekend. Yesterday, the New Zealand Rugby came out with their they took recommendations from the Ari Tupu report on the future of Super Rugby, and announced what they would like to see. But essentially, this is a tournament that will include the same five Super Rugby sides in New Zealand. Plus, there is a big desire to have a side from the Pacific Islands, as well as open to sides from Australia as well. They're suggesting that a tournament between 8 and 10 teams is what they're looking for. So that would be only two teams potentially from Australia. Now, one of the issues with this is that they've come together with all this without actually really consulting Australia on this at all. And they have not included the Pacific Islands in the on the committee that was coming up with these recommendations either. So look out, because for supporters of New Zealand Sports Radio, I'll be producing an opinion piece exclusively for them. You can become a supporter of New Zealand Sports Radio by going to drivingmall.com. So that's brings you up to date with all the rugby union news. And yes, it's time to hand you over to Stephen properly this time for the support that just keeps on giving. It's the NRL.
There we go. I've taken that pass two hands this time. Paul, in league news this morning, Manly prop Adam Funua Blake to miss a third straight game. Nick Crotrick, the Raiders winger, set to leave. And big hidings for both the Gold Coast Titans and the Bronco in the NRL played overnight. And that's where we start with the first game, the Storm v. the Titans. The Storm have thrashed the Titans 42-6 at Sunshine Coast Stadium to bag their fourth consecutive win. The Titans did well to keep the Storm scoreless up at least to the 20-minute mark after a couple of near misses from both teams. But finally, it would be the Storm's returning star, Cameron Munster, who would open the scoring. The Titans answered back 7 minutes later to level the scores with a controversial try to Brian Kelly. Further tries to Josh Adokar and Nelson Asofa Solomona before the break sent the Storm into the shed with a handy 18-6 lead. Asofa Solomona made it a double when he crashed over again 2 minutes into the second half. Despite an 18-point lead, Captain Smith opted for the safe option when awarded a penalty and added two more points 5 minutes later. The ball went right again when Smith defied the pressure on the Titans players around him to throw a perfectly timed pass to Hughes, who passed it again to Lee, and this time he didn't take any chances as he crossed over himself. As the clock ticked down, things went from bad to worse for the Gold Coast coach Justin Holbrook, who, when the halfback Fogarty went down with what looked to be a knee injury, he got back to his feet but eventually was taken from the field. Blink and you would have missed, as it was versatile forward Brandon Smith, who's just playing some outstanding rugby league this year, who dived over out of dummy half, one of the best players going around. And Adokar put the icing on the cake when he intercepted a ball from Keegan Hipgrave to run 80 metres and score his second try of the night. That final score, the Melbourne Storm 42, Gold Coast Titans 6. And it was no better for the Broncos in the second game last night, as Leichhardt Oval's very own Tiger King Benji Marshall has has led a 48-0 thrashing of a miserable Broncos outfit. The Tigers celebrated their return to their home ground, Leichhardt Oval, in style as they shot out to a 26-0 lead in the first half before capitalising on the leg up in the second half. It was second 40. It was the biggest ever first half lead the Tigers have ever recorded against the Broncos. With so much ball and field position, Benji Marshall was at his very best, along with hooker Harry Grant exploiting every opportunity, showing why he is one of the best players out of the dummy half position. The West Tigers laid on 9 tries in total against the hapless Broncos, with Luke Garner picking up a double, scoring either side of the half. Salt was added to Brisbane's wounds further with a horrific leg injury to Corey Oates. The winger turned back row suffered what looked to be a fractured femur and a tackle. That final score again, West Tigers 48, Brisbane Broncos 0. I'd hate to think what the spirits in that Broncos team are like at the minute. Moving it right along, Manly prop Aiden Fonua Blake is set to miss a third straight match on top of his 2-game suspension due to his refusal to have a flu vaccination. Sea Eagles coach Des Hasler confirmed on Friday that the Tongan international was still yet to have a vaccination, which is part of the NRL's biosecurity measures brought in when the ARL Commission restarted the Telstra Premiership in May due to the COVID-19 pandemic. And in our final story this morning, New South Wales and Australian test star Nick Kotrick is poised to exit Canberra Raiders and link with the Bulldogs, providing a sorely needed silver lining to one of the most tumultuous weeks in Belmore's recent history. That's the home ground of the Bulldogs. Kotrick is expected to take Canterbury up on what was originally understood to be a lucrative 3-year, $1.8 million offer that is believed to have been upped further this week to secure the 21-year-old, the New South Wales representative. Neither club has made an official comment on Kotrick's future. However, an announcement from Canterbury could come as early as yesterday afternoon. Haven't heard anything yet. NRL.com understands the Bulldogs have secured his services with a larger annual salary and the chance to shift infield from wing to centre. Kotrick is understood to have told Canberra teammates of his decision on Friday following the gutsy upset of the Roosters in Thursday night's game at the SCG. So there we have it in league news this morning. I'll be back with more tomorrow. Just before I go, though, I must quickly mention the games coming up today. We do have a triple header, and it pretty much starts with the Dragons playing at home against the Bulldogs at Wynn Stadium. That's a 5 p.m. kickoff. In our second game, we have the Rabbitohs at Bankwest Stadium taking on the Knights. That's a 7:30 p.m. kickoff. And in our final game of the evening, could be a good one, an opportunity for the Seagulls to bounce back after 3 losses in a row, where they take on the top of the table, the Parramatta Eels. And that is from Lotto Land Stadium in Sydney. And if you're not so tired, it'll be 9:35 p.m. when you sit down to watch that particular game. That's it from me this time from Lee, and this time I'm throwing the pass right back to you, Paul.
Thank you very much, Stephen. And you are listening to New Zealand Sports Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the move by downloading the podcast. Just search for New Zealand Sports Radio on Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, or Acast. Looking, just spotted some breaking news in Northland Rugby. Have cancelled all of their club rugby today due to flooding in Northland. So, folks, if you're planning to get out some grassroots rugby today, please, please, please do check the weather conditions and do stay safe. Check what the police recommendations are around travel. I'm intending, and I need to check on the travel conditions first, but my intention is to get up to watch some grassroots rugby in Auckland. I was going to go to, or I'm planning to go to, Eden versus Suburbs up there in Auckland today. So if you're going to be at that game, if it does go ahead and if the travel conditions are safe, then do, and you spot me, then do come over and say hello for that one. Over in the curling, yes, we do look to give all sports platform here on New Zealand Sports Radio. And congratulations to Courtney Smith and her team with Zoe Harmon, Rachel Pitts and Anna Stewart. Courtney Smith has won her third consecutive junior New Zealand championship in the curling. So, congratulations to them. They took the first encounter on the Friday evening 10-6, losing then out to their rivals, Grace Apua Bishop, Tamika Apua Bishop, Emily Armstrong, and Lucy Nelson in the second game before wrapping it up with the third game on Sunday. So, congratulations to them in the New Zealand Junior category. Also, in the New Zealand mixed event, Garyon Long, Rebecca Long, and Benjamin Frew won the final there up in Avondale. So congratulations to them. They came second in their pool, in the pool stages, to get themselves into the semi-finals, but managed then to come through to win the whole thing. So congratulations to them in the New Zealand curling. Moving on then to the ANZ Premiership, and last night the Mystics saw off the Northern Stars 51-47, that battle between second and third, and that means the Northern Mystics managed to secure their hold on second point place, pulling 4 points clear of the Northern Stars, and they've also played one game less. So it really is looking like a Central Pulse versus Northern Mystics final in the ANZ Premiership. Today, the Pulse will take on the Mystics. So yes, first versus second in the table, potentially a preview of the final this evening. So do catch that one. That really would allow the Northern Mystics to close the gap on the Central Pulse. So actually, at the top of the table there. Do catch that game in the ANZ Premiership this evening. Moving over to basketball, and we have a new tournament in basketball. The SHIC 3x3 Cup will be taking place, or the NBL SHIC 3x3 Cup. We've taken place down in Southland between September the 3rd and September the 5th. Predominantly, the teams in this are the NBL franchise, or the NBL clubs have taken up the places in this one. Plus, there will also be an invitational team as well. So, really looking forward to that. This season, it'll just be one event, but in future years, they're looking at adding multiple events in that competition. Talking of the NBL and Sal's NBL, we have two games this evening. The Nelson Giants will take on the Canterbury Rams, the two sides at the bottom of the table, and the Otago Nuggets and the Franklin Bulls will be the second game this evening. The Franklin Bulls and the Otago Nuggets both on 6 wins. Whoever wins that game will join the Taranaki Mountaineers on 7 wins at the top of the table. Looking forward to those games in the basketball later. Unfortunately, the World Surf League has cancelled its season, and they'll be having a new format in 2021. The season will start in Hawaii, and for the first time, each feature an equal number of women's and men's events. So congratulations. Good to see the growth of the women's sport there. So shame that it's been cancelled, but good to hear the 2021 championship will be taking place, and the growth of the women's side of that tournament. Finally, in Formula One, After two races in Austria this weekend, it's over to the Hungarian Grand Prix, where Sebastian Vettel was fastest in wet practice. So it's going to be interesting. Is it going to be a dry race or will it be a wet race? How indicative will that practice be for the actual race itself? We'll have to wait and see. We'll bring you updates on that in the morning sports briefing over the next 2 days. So don't forget to join us at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing. You have now started your day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news here on New Zealand Sports Radio.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.